listener exclusive.
Hello and welcome. I'm very excited to bring to you the Griffith Easter Party podcast series, where we will introduce you and showcase a lot of the events and the people behind the events for Griffith's Easter Party. And who better to talk to than Isabella Apolloni from Visit Griffith. Hello to you.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
Great to have you in the studio. It's always a better day for me, Isabella, when you come in to the studio.
Oh, I'm glad. Just brighten up everyone's lives.
Yeah, that's for sure. A ray of sunshine that you are. And it's going to be, speaking of bright and exciting, the Griffith Easter Party. What a few days are in store for us.
Yeah, we're very busy next week. Starting from Wednesday, we've got a full program of events. So it's going to be a great weekend.
That's for sure. And we're going to go through all the events over the, what is it, 4 or 5 days?
Yeah, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 days.
5 days. You've got that to listen to, but also you can pick up one of these fold-out brochures pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, so we drop them off all around town, and for anyone that would like some at their business as well, they can come and collect them at the Griffith Tourism Hub. So we really like getting them around town, and they've been really popular this year with heaps of people picking them up, so it's great to see.
That's for sure. Yeah, I've seen them everywhere. I've got one in my hot little hand right now. Also, the website, griffitheasterparty.com.au. Isabella, we're going to showcase as part of this podcast series a lot of the events, including the Bacchus on the Lake Fun Run, the Blood, Sweat and Beers event, which is going to be fantastic. And, of course, the Action Day at Griffith Pioneer Park Museum. But today we're going to utilise your valuable time to go through each of the events. A bit of a rundown. Let's start with Wednesday, the 27th, Isabella.
Yes. So Wednesday, the Exes is holding their major Easter raffle. They've got $400 worth of goodies to be won. So that's from 6 p.m. at the main Exes Club. So you can start off your Wednesday there. And then on Thursday, we also have another Seafood Frenzy raffle. So both the Leagues Club, the South Side and the North Side, are having seafood raffles from 5:30 p.m.
$6,000 worth of seafood and local vouchers. Goodness me. You can get more info at the Griffith Leagues website, griffithleagues.com.au. Also on Thursday, there's an exhibition launch.
Yes, the Anita Martinez pop-up exhibition at Raw. So that's on from 5:30 p.m. The artworks that I've seen so far look absolutely beautiful. So be sure to go down there and check those out.
Yeah, that's for sure. ROR.com.au from 5:30 on Easter Thursday. Good Friday is not going to, it should call it a great Friday, Isabella.
I know, it starts early and it goes all the way through. We start off with the 3C Tech Shop Bacchus on the Lake. That's located out at the picnic area at Lake Wyangan, and it's from 7 a.m. Now, if you're wanting to take part in that, you do need to register with at their website. So you can pop onto their website and check that out.
You can, griffithbacchus.org.au. Now, there is a 5 and a 10K fun run, as well as an 8 kilometre walk. Now, as part of this podcast series, make sure you listen out for that Bacchus on the Lake episode. We're going to chat to one of the organisers. Because this is, did you know, Isabella, put you on the spot here, Bacchus on the Lake Fun Run is the second longest running continuous fun run in New South Wales, second only to City to Surf.
Really?
Which is quite the feather in the cap.
That is something that we need to put on file, I think.
Don't we?
That is amazing. I had no idea.
It certainly is. Speaking of amazing, Griffith Pioneer Park Museum Action Day is getting a lot of attention. It's going to be a great day out there.
Yes, so their annual event, it's always a popular one up there. So from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The park really comes to life. They've got vintage machinery going up, sheep shearing. They've got the blacksmithing going. It's really amazing to pop up there.
Yeah, that's for sure. A day out for the whole family to enjoy. The website, griffithpioneerpark.com.au. And speaking of family fun, Good Friday fun at the Southside Leagues Club.
Yes, so they've got a variety of things happening. They've got an Easter egg hunt and free face painting. And then they've got live music from 6 p.m. So pretty much starting from 10 a.m. It's going all through the day. So you can go there and check it out.
Easter Bunny will be there from 10 a.m. I love a good Easter egg hunt, Isabella.
It is great. It is great. And that is, from what I can see, it's really the only one in the program.
I love pushing kids out of the way, stealing all their Easter eggs.
Rude.
It's a great fun day out. Griffithleagues.com.au. Let's turn the page now to Easter Saturday, starting with the Banner Ave sidewalk sale.
Yes, so that is something that we coordinate with the Visit Griffith team. So I've currently got over 18
stores.
Retail stores, yeah.
Fantastic.
It's always a fantastic day. Last year we had some of our retailers making the most sales they've ever made. So Easter is known for our sidewalk sales.
That's right. Now, you can do the sidewalk sale in the morning, and then in the afternoon, Isabella, a couple of great choices. Let's start with this one. The Blood, Sweat and Beers is going to be massive.
Yes, so that's at the Community Gardens. This is their third year running. And last I checked, their sales for tickets are going extremely fast. So definitely be sure to book that. It's very much a family friendly event. They've got entertainment for the kids and for yourself. They've got some great beers that you can taste. They've got the Hot Potatoes coming, which is an out of town band, and it's very popular.
They are. I've got a friend in Queensland who has said, "Oh, Hot Potato are coming to Griffith. I should come out."
Yeah,
it's traveling amazing. From Queensland for this event.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Now, it's $60 a ticket, but it does include 4 tasting tokens.
Yep.
So you can wet your whistle at the same time. Bloodsweatbeers.com.au. Now, Riverina Wineries showcase their great range of delicious wines at the Griffith Vintage Festival.
Yes, so this is an over 18s event from 12 till 5 at the Old Miranda Wines Building, which is just across the road from you guys, actually.
There you go.
Yeah.
Short stroll home.
They are, I think they're looking at closing off their tickets this Friday, so the Friday before Easter. Just keep in touch with their website and their socials for any updates on that.
Isabella, I know you have Italian heritage. If I was to say Happy Easter in Italian, how might I say that?
Buona Pasqua.
Buona Pasqua.
Buona
Pasqua.
Buona Pasqua.
Buona Pasqua.
Look, now you're testing me.
Go on.
Buona Pasqua. I'm better. I'm saying it wrong.
Well, whatever she said is happening at La Scala on Easter Saturday.
Yeah, so this is their first event they've had since moving to their new venue at the Exes Bagtown. They have sold out, which is fantastic. They're extremely overwhelmed with the support they've had. And hopefully they start doing some other events popping up there, which will be great as well.
Great to hear that has sold out. And last event as part of the Griffith's Easter Party on the Easter Saturday is live entertainment at Southside Leagues Club.
Yep. So they've got a variety of local bands popping up there. Live entertainment will start from 2:30 and will run all the way through.
All right, griffithleagsclub.com.au for more. And then, Isabella, Easter Sunday, the Easter Bunny might be coming, but so are lots of great events to Griffith. Let's kick it off with the Producers Market.
Yes, so Easter Sunday Producers Markets at Piccolo Family Farm. That's from 9 a.m. and it's a gold coin donation to enter. They've got a variety of local artists that will be out there, and they will also have some food, coffee, kids activities, live music and wine tastings in the cellar door. It's always a great morning out there, so be sure to check that out.
You're helping me with Italian pronunciation. I'll help you with English too, by the way. PiccoloFamilyFarm.com.au. It wouldn't be an Easter Sunday, Isabella, without Burton's Easter Picnic.
Yes, so they've got Easter eggs, face painting and giant games for the whole family. They've got live music and some delicious food by Reggie's Hospitality. You do need to get your tickets for this one. It's from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So be sure to get your tickets for that one.
Now, out at De Bortley, there is a family fun event happening on Easter Sunday.
Yes. Do you want to have a go at saying?
That's what I didn't say.
I know.
Celebration.
Easter Sunday celebrazione.
Celebrazione.
I think. that's their annual event. It's always a great day out. Last I checked, they had sold over 600 tickets.
And wow.
They're still going. So it's a really amazing day. They'll have a variety of food trucks. Wine, obviously, kids entertainment, live music, and a jumping castle by the looks of things.
There you go.
That's from 10 till 4 as well, and you do need to book your tickets.
Certainly do. It is essential. debortley.com.au. And finally, Isabella, on Easter Sunday, Yaren Wines have a great event.
Yes. So this is sold out. So that Yaren has their Easter Sunday live in the Vines. They have pizzas, live music. They have a variety of different things out there, but it is sold out for this year. So, yeah, we've got a great variety of events happening.
That is for sure. And as you're hearing, some of these events are selling out. So make sure you book sooner rather than later.
Yep.
Go to the website, griffitheasterparty.com.au. Go and see the team at Visit Griffith at the Tourism Centre. And, don't miss out. Enjoy the great Griffith Easter Party. Isabella Apolloni from Visit Griffith, we love your work as always. And one more time, happy Easter in Italian.
Buona Pasqua.
There you go.
I think I said it wrong.
A listener exclusive.